Europe's Neolithic northern outpost blended shamanistic beliefs and technological transfer. By Mihai Andrei. New excavations and geomagnetic data from the Eilsleben site in Germany reveal a massive fortified outpost dating back to 5375 BC. As the northernmost edge of the early Neolithic world, this site offers rare evidence of the complex, and likely tense, interactions between incoming farmers and indigenous hunter-gatherers. To survive this frontier, the settlers at Eilsleben constructed two distinct layers of defense. One was made of earth, wood, and sweat. The other was forged from ritual, bone, and communication. Bigger than we thought, Eilsleben, a site in modern-day Saxony-Anhalt, Germany, has been known for decades. However, magnetic investigations have showed that the site is much bigger than thought. 8 times bigger, to be precise, it measures around 80,000 square meters. Geomagnetic surveys function like an X-ray for the landscape, measuring subtle differences in the Earth's magnetic field created when humans disturb the soil, such as digging ditches, burning structures, or filling pits with organic material, all of which create magnetic anomalies that contrast with the surrounding undisturbed Earth. At Eilsleben, the data clearly showed 3 separate fortification systems consisting of V-shaped ditches, ramparts, and palisades. The earliest of them was a behemoth stretching 400 meters wide. But who were they defending from? This was the northernmost edge of the early Neolithic world. But why the walls? Who were they afraid of? The primary candidates were the local Mesolithic foragers. In this frontier region, the newcomers were making outposts, targeting fertile islands of soil in a sea of hunter-gatherer territory. The ditches and ramparts were physical barriers, but they were also territorial markers, a loud, clear statement that the land now belonged to the plow, not the forager. Yet, archaeologists also found indigenous technologies in transfer. These technologies show a dialogue and technology transfer between the two groups. Rather than simply wiping out the foragers, the farmers were actively incorporating Mesolithic tools and rituals into their own society. Some of these tools were strikingly shamanistic. Times get smarter every day. Stay ahead with ZME Science and subscribe, daily newsletter. The science you need to know every weekday, weekly newsletter. A week in science all in one place, sends every Sunday, no spam ever. Unsubscribe anytime, review our privacy policy. Thank you, one more thing. Please check your inbox and confirm your subscription, a bizarre mask. Buried within the pits of the settlement, archaeologists found something striking, a roe deer antler mask. This artifact has many parallels to the shaman burial found at Bad Dürrenberg, which dates back to roughly 2,000 years earlier. The culture is distinctly hunter-gatherer, so what is it doing in the middle of a fortified farmer haven? This suggests that these early farmers were not just hunkering down behind their walls. Perhaps they had the same religion, perhaps they borrowed beliefs from the hunter-gatherers. Either way, the ritual life at Eilsleben did not stop with masks. The site has yielded a chilling collection of human remains that defy standard burial practices. Alongside 9 traditional burials, researchers discovered anatomical contexts, including articulated hands, feet, and skulls with mandibles still attached, as well as 6 isolated skulls. In the mind of a Neolithic pioneer, a row of skulls or a buried hand might have served as a spiritual sentry, a way to anchor the community to the land and ward off the ghosts of the old world. It was a wall made of bone, meant to guard the threshold between the domestic and the wild. The great cultural exchange, all this points to Eilsleben as a place of transformation. The site is a masterclass in technology transfer. Among the 70,000 finds are T-shaped antler axes, tools that are characteristic of the late Mesolithic and early Neolithic contact zones. You find transverse flint arrowheads, the preferred tool of the local foragers, sitting right alongside the polished stone axes of the Neolithic farmers. This mixture of cultures is the birth of a new identity. We often say that one culture came and replaced the other, but this shows that it was not a clean replacement. The process is messy, loud, and sometimes violent. The farmers were consuming Mesolithic elements, adopting their tools, and perhaps even integrating hunter-gatherer families into their community. At the same time, they clearly marked the territory as theirs and defended it. The life of an outpost settler likely was not easy, and it was not simple. As new findings come in, researchers are finally starting to understand it.